Our lives are laid out on a road of bumps, turns, struggles, and more. How do we respond? How do we endure adversity for learning and growth? I'm Aubrey Johnson, and we'll explore these questions and more on The Road to Rediscovery. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Road to Rediscovery. I'm your host, Aubrey Johnson. The Road to Rediscovery is about reflecting on life lessons to learn and grow from them, and of course, pay it forward and uplift others who are struggling through dark times. I am excited to share that the Road to Rediscovery Stand store is now open. That's right, inspired by the podcast and the many insights from our amazing guests, we have all sorts of resources targeting your personal growth, from free e-guides to e-books to the full-blown Rediscovery Roadmap digital course. Get on the road to overcoming adversities and realizing your true potential by visiting us at stan.store/road-to-rediscovery. That's stan.store/road-to-rediscovery. And as always, we are truly, truly grateful for your listenership. We as individuals are very different and come from all walks of life. But the one common thing that we all have is the desire to succeed and be successful. And trust me, that's good. However, in this special episode, we're going to talk about something that doesn't get much attention in this very results-driven world that we live in. The story behind the success. The part that no one or very few people see. Now let's be honest. We live in a culture that celebrates outcomes. We see the gold medal. We see that best-selling book. The viral video, the breakout star, but how often do we stop and ask ourselves, what did it take for them to get there? What was sacrificed? What was endured? What was fought for behind the scenes? Let's take an example of a musician who's now topping the charts. Their face is everywhere, and people say, they blew up overnight. But in reality, the musicians most likely started playing to half-empty venues, writing songs that no one heard, practicing for hours each day, and hearing no from record labels long before they ever went viral or even signed a deal. They didn't, quote, just arrive. They were here all along, working tirelessly outside the spotlight. The success from these people that we see, well, that's just the tip of the iceberg. So let's turn it around a bit and ask, what about the people who don't make the spotlight? Imagine someone who puts in just as much effort, passion, dedication, time, energy, but doesn't reach their goal. Maybe it's a writer who spends years crafting a manuscript that doesn't get picked up, or an entrepreneur who gives their heart and soul to a project that never really launches. Did they fail? This is where I feel we should challenge ourselves in how we define success. We're conditioned to think that you only, quote, win when you achieve your goal. But what if you gave everything you had? What if you stayed committed, showed up consistently, learned, grew, pushed through disappointment, and still came up short due to circumstances outside your control? Was it all for nothing? The answer? Absolutely not. There are two kinds of people who I hold near and dear. The diamond in the rough, and of course, the underdog. And who is the most widely known underdog of the silver screen? That's right, you guessed it, Rocky Balboa. I can't help but think about the first release of Rocky in 1976 when he was asked to take on the heavyweight champion of the world. He originally declined, but when he decided to fight him, he still didn't think he would win. In fact, several times throughout the film, he told others he just wanted to go the distance and still be standing. That was his goal. At the risk of giving a 49-year-old spoiler alert, because I'm about to give it to you, Rocky does lose the fight, but he does go the distance. So, did Rocky achieve success? Consider this. True success isn't always about the result. The majority of it is what you achieve on the journey. In this movie, the fight was so back and forth, Rocky's fans thought he should have won. Additionally, the champion, Apollo Creed, his fans accused him of carrying Rocky through the fight. Either way, there is one single thing that's unshakably true. In this journey of the fight, Rocky was not the same man after the fight as he was going into it. So how do we define winning? Sure, goals matter. They keep us focused. But winning isn't only about crossing the finish line. It's about the integrity, effort, and resilience you bring to the pursuit. Going back to Rocky, in the later rounds, his right eye becomes swollen shut. And of course, he was in incredible pain. But in the desperate moments between the rounds, he had to dig deep and find ways to stay in the fight. This introduced one of the most famous lines in any type of underdog film. It's when Rocky says, "Cut me, Mick." Rocky tells his trainer, Mick, to cut his eye so he can see and continue the fight. If that isn't effort or resilience, I don't know what is. Now, I'm going to bring this back to real life, okay, and give an example. Let's say you trained for a marathon and fell just short of the finish line because of an injury. Would you discount the months of hard work and preparation, the early mornings, the discipline, just because you weren't the first to cross the finish line? No, you wouldn't discount any of that. Of course it counts. And while this may sound like I'm speaking of that term you're familiar with called moral victories, I'm not talking about moral victories. I'm talking about personal victories, where you feel that sense of achievement, triumph, and the thrill of knowing you put in your all and your best. And knowing this, you can live with this in spite of not winning the game or winning the fight or winning the race. You see, when we base our sense of worth or value solely on outcomes, we ignore all the beauty, the strength, and transformation that happens during the journey. And we overlook people who are quietly giving their all day after day with no applause. You know who else we're overlooking? We're overlooking those people close to us, our loved ones, that are giving you all the support to pursue your dream. Let me tell you, those people are winning. And those are the people who will succeed, whether we hear about them in the mainstream media or not. So here's some calls to action. The next time you hear about a new best-selling author, a breakout actor, or a musician on the rise, pause and ask yourself, what must their journey have been like? Also ask yourself what their journey was like before they got their big break. The next outdoor summer concert you attend, have a good look at the local band and imagine them in 5 years with a multi-platinum album and getting a Grammy. You saw them in their, quote, humble beginnings and got a glimpse of their journey before the album or the Grammy. So did they achieve success? Of course they did. Now, let's imagine the members of this same local band. They have families, maybe even full-time jobs, and a sense of closeness with their community during these summer concerts. They're known to perform for the town year after year, and most importantly, they are happy. They don't want to pursue record deals. They don't want to pursue Grammys. They don't want to pursue multi-platinum records. Did this band achieve success? Of course they did. So whatever success looks like that you're chasing, the results may not have come yet, but don't ignore the journey and don't discount your effort. Don't wait or look for recognition to validate your worth. You are not invisible. The work you're doing matters. You're already showing the world what commitment, courage, and character looks like, even if the world hasn't caught up yet. So keep going, keep giving your best, and remember, your true success is measured by your attitude, effort, character, and integrity, and not by the spotlight and notoriety from others. Well, there you have it. Thank you so much for listening. And look, you may feel this way at times, but in our daily struggles and adversities, we're never alone, and hope is always around the corner. I humbly ask that you please share this show with someone you know, someone you love, who needs motivation, inspiration, and support. And one last thought, when it all comes down to it, we're all just roadies on this journey of life, but it sure feels good having you on the road with me. Thanks again for listening. We'll chat again soon. We really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Roads Rediscovered. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot us an email at roadsrediscoverypodcast@gmail.com and leave us any questions or comments you may have. The Roads Rediscovery is an AJ Shark production.